From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to have you there by the radio, and I trust that you're having a great day in the Lord, and I truly do thank you for the pleasure of your company. This week we have been studying from 1 Timothy chapter 4, the condition of the latter times. What is it going to be like in the latter times? That is, the time in which we live. And I've been emphasizing that this is one chapter that every Christian in our age should comprehend, because what we see here is that the Apostle Paul is giving instruction as to what's going to be taking place throughout the church age that began there in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost when the church was born, and will continue unto the rapture, that is, until the Lord Jesus Christ returns. And we've been taking the time to look at these first six verses of 1 Timothy chapter 4 on the condition of the latter times. Now, I'm not going to go back and review them with you today, but if you missed any of the program this week, I would encourage you to contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries and receive the CD and even the notes and the outlines of this study, because I think it's very important for us to understand exactly what Paul is teaching us here, and it's very important that we apply it to our individual lives. I emphasized on Monday, I believe it was, that as we look at 1 Timothy 4, we see three things. We see the condition of the latter times, the concern of the latter times, as well as the certainties of the latter times. And thus, Monday through Thursday, we studied the condition of the latter times. And today, I want us to briefly look at the concern of the latter times that is brought out for us in verses 7 through 9 of 1 Timothy 4. And there we see the Word of God says this, "But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation." What is the concern of the latter times? Number one, we are to refuse false doctrine. And number two, we are to resort to godly exercise. Let's look at each one of these briefly. First of all, we are to refuse false doctrine. That word refuse is an interesting word. It means to decline, to shun, to avoid, or to reject. Let me say that again. That word refuse there in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 7 means to decline, to shun, to avoid, or to reject. And it tells us here that we are to refuse profane and old wives' fables. Now, what are profane and old wives' fables? Well, that basically doesn't have anything to do with some older woman who is a wife giving stories. Many people kind of think that, but that's really not what it's talking about here. But rather, it is speaking of false teachings that are filled with unholy error and myths that are godless beliefs of biblically uneducated people. Now, that's an interesting statement that I want to repeat for you once again. That profane and old wives' fables speaks of false teachings that are filled with unholy error and myths that are godless beliefs of biblically uneducated people. In other words, old wives' fables refers to false doctrine. And the Bible tells us here that we are to refuse false doctrine. Of course, we know that's been the emphasis that we've been giving throughout the course of the week. But once we understand that in these latter times that there will be false teachers out there, and there will be a lot of false doctrine out there arising up practically every day, those of us who are born-again believers must know biblical truth and reject, refuse, and correct all that is profane in teaching. Do we do that? Indeed, we must get to know the truth in order to recognize the error so that we can keep ourselves on the straight and narrow path, as it were, biblically speaking, as well as lead others according to biblical truth as well. That's why it is so very important for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior to be in the Word of God, so that we might know the truth and so that we might help others to know the truth and to live according to the truth of God as well. And a part of that is that it's very important that when we see somebody else who is in biblical error or following, as it were, profane and old wives' fables, that we correct them. Over in the book of Romans, chapter 16, verses 17 and 18, we find these words, where Paul says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." Now, on Monday through Thursday, I emphasize that there are a lot of false teachers out there, and there are a lot of people who are following those false teachers. Well, when we see somebody who is either teaching false doctrine or following false doctrine, it's important that we mark them, that we avoid them, so that we ourselves will not be led astray by them, and so that others will not be led astray by them as well. Are we doing that? It's important that we do it. So, beloved, make sure that you know the truth of God. And then as you know the truth of God, make sure that you live it. And when you see somebody else who is going away from the truth, that you avoid them and even reach out to them if you can, in the biblical sense, through prayer. I'm not making a contradiction here, but you avoid those who are teaching false doctrine, and if you see people who are following false doctrine, that you reach out to them and do everything that you can correct them in what they're doing, so as to uphold the truth. So refuse false doctrine. The second concern of the latter times is to resort to godly exercise. You see it there again in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, where it says, "But refuse profane and old wise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness, for bodily exercise profiteth little. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come." Now that word exercise is an athletic term, indicating rigorous, self-sacrificing, disciplined training. It means to work hard. And of course, we understand how every athlete must be involved with exercise, rigorous, self-sacrificing, disciplined training. Well, applied to the Christian life, it means that each and every one of us must be Holy Spirit motivated and controlled in our self-discipline. In other words, we must exercise ourselves, spiritually speaking, to make sure that we are growing stronger in the Lord every day of our lives. What does that take? Well, again, as I have been emphasizing throughout the course of this week, it means, number one, knowing the Word of God. Number two, living the Word of God. And number three, promoting the Word of God. It is so important that we can be consistently growing in our understanding of the Word of God by the leading of the Holy Spirit, and then live a holy lifestyle, separated from sin, separated from spiritual error, separated from false doctrine. Yes, the fact of the matter is, we are living in a time when there is a departure from the faith. And those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior should do everything that we can to refuse false doctrine and to resort to godly exercise so that we can keep ourselves spiritually pure and so that we can lead others according to spiritual purity as well. On that spiritual exercise, on that godly exercise, how are you doing? Are you studying the Word of God? Are you memorizing the Word of God? Are you meditating upon the Word of God? Are you doing everything you can by the power of the Spirit to obey the Word of God? Are you applying the Word of God to every aspect of your life in word, thought, deed, and action? Well, that's what this idea of godly exercise involves. And if there's ever a time in which we must refuse false doctrine and resort to godly exercise, it's the day and age in which we live. And so if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want to encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you. And then as a Christian, take heed to what's going on in the latter times around you. Refuse false doctrine. Exercise yourselves spiritually and be the Christian that the Lord would have you to be. Now, the Lord willing, on Monday, we'll continue and conclude our study on the look at the latter times. But go to church on Sunday, and when we gather together again, we'll study the Word of God. Keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.